Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Yes. This is Evangelist Eddie Harris from New York City Prosperity Broadcast on this Sunday evening. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. On this Sunday evening. Let me see here now. It's another day that the Lord has blessed me. Another day that the Lord has blessed you. And we give God the honor. And we give God the praise. This Sunday evening, rather, March on the 13th, this year is passing. This year is already going fast. To show you, time does not stand still. We got to get on the move. Time does not stand still. On top of today is, if I could turn back the hand of time. If I could turn back the hand of time. Young people, tread lightly while you are young and treat people as you want to be treated. Because when you get older, whatever you sow, you are going to reap it. Yeah, folks, you know, you think you go on and you're doing what you want to do, and I can't anybody tell you anything. You got all the answers. You got all the questions. You know, and you got the answer to the question. But be careful how you treat people. Young people, listen. Be careful how you treat people. And old people, that go for you too. You're not too old for you. Be careful how you treat people. But I'm dealing with, you know, I'm talking about the young, because young got more time. And they think they know everything. They really think they know everything. Everything they think they know, they think they got the answer. But you got to reap that stuff. You got to reap what you sow in your youth. You got to reap what you sow in this life before you leave this earth, before you leave, before you die. You got to reap what you sow. And then if you sow good seed gonna come up. But if you sow bad seed gonna come up. Oh, you can bet your dollar on that. If you sow good seed will come up. If you sow bad seed will come up. And a lot of times we got to realize, a lot of times these elderly people, two wrongs do not make a right. Two wrongs do not make a right. But a lot of times you look at these elderly people and they've been misused and mistreated. Now let's get it right. You know, some of them have, when they were young, they misused their parents. They misused elderly people. And some of them are just reaping what they sow. It might sound bad, but that's the way it goes. Some of the other people are reaping what they sow. When they were young, they misused the elderly people themselves. And you got to reap what you sow, whether you like it or not. You got to reap it. You got to reap it. Reap it, reap it, reap it. That way we know that this ain't no time to play games. And be careful what you, how you treat people. You got to treat them as you want them to be, as you want to be treated. They go for the young, the middle age, and the old. You got to reap what you sow and treat people like you want to be treated. And a lot of things would even be done. If you treat people, a lot of things you won't even have to encounter because you treated people like you want to be treated. Is that so hard? Well, it is. People think you walk over with people and talk to people in a kind of way and misuse people and this and that. Don't you know you got to reap that? My Lord. Yeah, this is Betty Better Harris telling you, bring you to see the prosperity broadcast. And that is the truth. That is the truth. We need to come off of that stuff. They go for the sinners and the saints too. Sometimes these Christian people misuse people. Misuse them. Misuse them. 3, 4. Yeah. I'm telling you. Saints, we got to watch ourselves. Christian people going by the name of Jesus, I'm a Christian, I'm this and I'm that. Oh, you got to be careful how you treat people. But you treat people, you talk to people in a kind of way and walk over and don't think about their feelings and don't have any compassion. But yet we are a child of God. God is a loving God. He has compassion. You know, we got it wrong. You know, well, some of us, we're not going to make it in. We're not going to make it in. We want to go to heaven. We're not going to make it in. We think we are. Be careful how you treat people. How we treat people. We treat people wrong. We do anything we do anything we can. We misuse people. It's like they don't have any feeling. No, yeah, no, people don't have feeling. People got feeling. You got feeling. And other people got feeling. If I can turn back the hand of time, you're right. Some of y'all are weeping right now. Wish you had done much better. Wish you had done this or that. And then, you know, you can't turn back the hand of time. You can't take it back. You can't take it back. You do all this stuff, and then you try to take it. You can't take it back. Oh, I'm sorry. Well, then see, and the thing is, and when you get older, that's when you really think, you know, well, you know, then you look all your life and you start weeping and crying. I had talked about this once before. You're weeping and crying. Wish you hadn't done this. I hadn't done walk this way or that way. It's too late. It's too late. It's too late. That's why we have to be careful how we walk this life. We have to be careful how we walk this walk. So you got to reap that stuff. You got to reap it. Yeah, some of y'all shedding tears right now. Sorry. You done this and done that. But you can't take it back. You can't go back. And you can't look back. Look back for what? Then I likewise. Don't look back. Don't look back. Don't look back. Don't look back. But it won't do you any good. Don't look back. It's done. You get a bucket of milk, and then milk that cow, and that cow, you have a bucket of milk. That cow kicked that bucket of milk over. What can you do? You can't do anything. It's wasted. You can't. That's it. That's it. That's it. If I can turn back the hand of time, I know you are so right. If I can turn back a hand of time, think about that. If you all could turn back the hand of time, think about the things you would have changed or you would change. If you could turn back the hand of time, oh, that is deep by itself. That is deep. And some of y'all want, though they listen to me, you might not say anything, but in your mind, you thinking about, if I could turn back the hand of time, things would be differently. I wouldn't marry the same man. I wouldn't marry the same woman. I wouldn't have that baby out of wedlock. I wouldn't go with this woman's husband. I wouldn't go with this man's wife. You know, I wouldn't steal that. I wouldn't have bought this car. I wouldn't have bought this house. You know, if you could turn back the hand of time, tell me about it. Think about it. Oh, yeah. If you could turn back the hand of time, things would be different. I'm telling you. It's more than a notion. It's more than a notion. This is Evangelist Betty Harris. Yes, I am. Yes, I am. Bring you to see the Prosperity Broadcast on this Sunday evening, March the 13th. And this is daylight saving time now. I hope you all set your clock up. Because today, on the 13th of March, it's daylight saving time. You turn your clock, you set your clock for 1 hour ahead, 1 hour ahead. Then in fall, you set it back 1 hour back. Spring, in the spring, you spring forward. In the fall, you fall back. Yes, this is Vance Better Hair. Yes, I am. Yes, I am. If I could turn back the hand of time. Who I'll tell you the truth. That's why you are. You got to be careful how you do, how you walk this walk, and how you talk this talk, because you can't take it back. It's gone. Never to return again. Never to return again. Oh, God. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Praise the Lord, my God. Oh, yes, Lord. If I to turn back the hand of time. Let me see. God is so good. Do unto others as we have them do unto you. Do unto others as you have them do unto you. We got to be careful. You know, I think we don't realize. You don't treat people any kind of way and want you to be treated like a king or a queen. You might not get it now, but before you leave this world, you're going to get it. You're going to reap that stuff. And reaping is so bad. Reaping is terrible. That's when you have to reap the bad part. And long we were reaping the good thing, the good deed we've done. Oh, we happy, rejoicing. But oh, we got to reap the bad deeds we have done. It's a bitter pill to swallow. It's a bitter pill to swallow. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Oh, my Lord, my Lord, my Lord. My God, my God. It's something, it's something, it's something. It's something, it's something, it's something. Oh, my Jesus, my Jesus, my Jesus. And, yes, you got to look back. You can't look back. You've already done it now. You just gonna go on. And ask God to forgive us. And going up the King's Highway. I said, Lord, I did that, but I'm not going to do it anymore. But ask the Lord to forgive you. And just go and take your punishment. You know, whenever God issues out, say, Lord, I thank you. And when it comes your way, say, Lord, I thank you. No matter what, I thank you, Jesus. I did it, I did it, I did it. And I thank you, Lord. I thank you for it. I thank you, Jesus, anyway. I thank you. Got to reap it. But just thank the Lord. Just praise the Lord. That it could be worse. My God, my God. Just thank the Lord. Because you're sure going through now. You sure got to reap it. You got to reap it. Can you do? Can't walk over me and then you don't reap this. You don't reap it. Can't talk to me any kind of way and you don't get it back from somebody. Oh, my God. My God. Yes. Yes, this is best better have. Pretty best better have. Shoot. Things is thinking rough. Oh, my Lord, my Lord, my Lord, my Lord. Let the church say amen. Yes, 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 yes. Yes, yes, yes. Oh, my Lord, my Lord. Let the church say amen. Praise the Lord. Tennessee, the 19th chapter, Mr. Dutch, better have you, Sam. Yes, I am coming to you from Memphis, Tennessee, by Lot Wise. When she looked back, okay, praise the Lord. What did I hear? I heard that thing. Okay. But his wife looked back from behind him, and she became a pillar of salt. Lot Wise. When it says, and it can in Genesis, the 19th chapter, no, Exodus, yeah, Genesis, 19th chapter and 17th verse. And it came to pass when they had brought them forth abroad that he said, escape from thy life. Look not behind thee, neither stay thy in all the plain. Escape to the mountain, lest thou be consumed. Praise the Lord. Okay. But his wife looked back from behind him, and she became a pillar of salt. Talking about Lot's wife. You read in Genesis 19 chapter and the 17 verse of the 19 chapter up until you get to the 28 to 29 verse. Genesis 19 chapter and the 17 verse. Then you can read the 26th verse, Genesis 19, 26. But his wife looked back behind him, and she became a pillar of salt. I'm talking about if I could turn back the hand of time. You can't look back. It won't do any good to look back. It's done now. You can't even, the thing is, you can't erase it. You can't erase it. Some words you have said to people, you can't take it back. It's out there. Something you've done to people, you can't take it back. It's out there. It's out there. You can't take it back. It's out there. We're going to pray. Oh, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Lord, if I've done anything offending anybody, in the name of Jesus, forgive me, forgive me, forgive me. If I've hurt anybody, feeling or talk rough to anybody, Lord, forgive me, forgive me, forgive me. Lord, can I say, come on this airway. Lord, I want my prayer to get through, Father, in the name of Jesus. I want my prayer to get through, Father. I want to get through in the name of Jesus. Touch the people's heart that tuning me in, Father, in the name of Jesus. I want them to be able to touch. I want them to be able to feel that anointing. I want to be able to this anointing to go over this airways, Father, in the name of Jesus. I want them to feel it, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Whatever situation they are in, Lord, I want to be able to reach up and get a hold to you, Father, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Healing take place in the body. I want healing to take place in the body. Healing take place in the mind, in the name of Jesus. I want the finances, Lord, the spirit of debt to be dissolved in the name of Jesus. Let it be debt free. I speak debt free to the people tuning me in, debt free. In the name of Jesus. Satan, take your hands off their money. High in the now. See in the name of Jesus. I untie you. I cut the cord. Got the blessing all tied and tanging up. I speak blessing that way. Loose here, Satan. Loose, Satan. In the name of Jesus. Get your hands off the blessing. Every demonic force that got that blessing all tied and tanging up. I come against it in the name of Jesus. And I plead the blood. I plead the blood over that money. I plead the blood over the finance. I plead the blood over the situation where they can't get a breakthrough. I speak breakthrough in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Breakthrough in their body. Breakthrough in their finance. Breakthrough on the job. Breakthrough in the house. Breakthrough with the children. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Breakthrough. Breakthrough. Healing. 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 Let healing take place. Let healing in it, I see, in the name of Jesus. Let healing take place. Let healing take place. Lord, in it, I see, in the name of Jesus. Let healing take place. Let healing take place. In the high, in the I see, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, none of our soul. And let healing take place. I speak healing. I speak deliverance. On the sound of my voice, Lord. Let it reach up. Let it reach up, Father. In the name of Jesus, I speak healing. I speak healing. Glory. In the name of Jesus. And I speak deliverance. In our soul. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I pray. Amen and amen. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Oh, my Lord. Oh, my Lord. My Lord. My Lord. Let's see. Yeah, this is Anthony Betty Harris. So you can see the prosperity spot there. Talking about if I can turn back the hand of time. Yes, you're right. If you can turn back the hand of time, things be different. You might not say nothing. You might be listening to my broadcast, and you're not saying anything, but in your mind, you're saying, you so right. If I can turn back the hand of time, brother, you just don't know. you can be sitting with your wife, but in your heart, you be sitting with your husband, but in your heart, you just saying, you just, sister, you just don't know. Brother, you just don't know. You know, I tell you too, sometimes, you know, people, you don't know what people think. You'd be surprised if you knew what some people be thinking. My Lord, my Lord. Yes, Lord. You want to turn back the hand of time. I'm about to.
There comes a time in everybody's life when you're troubled and don't know what to do. Put Jesus by your side and let him be your guide. Hold on to.
He'll be the light of the world.
Darkness is all around.
He'll be your friend in time of trouble, in time of need.
You ever wonder why up in the sky, for this is just another stepping stone. With his outstretched hand, he'll lead you through the night. He promised to hold on strong.
Oh, he'll be the light of the world.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, yeah.
How y'all doing? Mm-hmm. Praise the Lord. God is so good. It's the best better hair bring you to see the prosperity broken. If I could turn back the hand of time. Show enough, some of y'all, huh? You know what, some of y'all is out to know what I'm talking about. And you feel, huh? You think the same thing. If I could turn back the hand of time, there'd be some changes made. Some big changes. You'd be surprised. People would be really surprised. They could turn back the hand of time. Whew! Thing would be, it'd be different. Yes, Lord. His advice is better has. Oh, my, let me read this. Genesis, the 18th chapter and the 14th verse. Is there anything too hard for the Lord? Is anything too hard for the Lord? At the time appointed, I will return unto thee according to the time of life, and Sarah shall have a son. Praise the Lord. That's right. Depending by Sarah's going to have a son. Sarah, you know, is anything too hard for the Lord? No. And, you know, we always think things is too hard and God can't do this. And, you know, we look on the natural side. We got to look on the spiritual side of things. And there's nothing too hard for the Lord. They saving Abraham, that baby son. My God. Don't you think God can do something for you too? He can work a miracle in your body, miracle in your behalf, miracle on your job, miracle in your household, miracle in your finance. Let's be for real. Miracle in your body, you're sick in your body. You think God can't work a miracle? Is anything too hard for God? Is anything too hard for God? Is anything too hard for the Lord? Yes, anything too hard for the Lord? Praise the Lord. And I'm playing these songs, but I don't own any copyright to these songs. I'm playing, I thank the Lord I'm able to play them, but I don't own any copyright. And let me pray for my pastor, Father, in the name of Jesus. That's my pastor. Give him strength, give him revelation. Anoint him no more, Father. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen, amen. Yes, Lord. Yes, yes, yes. God, I pray for you, right, Peter Harris. The enemy attacking me, but I'm fighting the enemy. You know what? And I know this is my time to be blessed. And when you try to be blessed, you don't know how your blessing coming. You know, it doesn't come the way you want it to come. But I know this is my time. This is my time to be blessed, and I know it is. And the enemy is attacking me, but this is my time. I know this is my time to think about Betty Harris. It's my time to see by my body. It's my time to see by my situation. I've been waiting on folks and helping people and denying myself for people all my life. He knows. But this is right now. It's time for Betty Harris. To work on herself, better have it for herself. I done my duty. I did what God told me to do. Now it's time for God to see by me. Time for me to see by me through the Holy Ghost. Yeah, I thank the Lord. I waited on him. I thank the Lord. Praise the Lord. I thank the Lord. Now it's my time. I've done what God told me to do. I've done it. It's my time. Y'all pray for the man to be there. It's my time. My. In the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. You know, we all got a timetable. You got a timetable. I got a timetable. But my timetable is to have come up. It's time for better habits now. To see by myself. You know, you get tired. You just go on by. You take it by faith. You know what God's done promised you. You're trying to serve the Lord. You're trying to live out the best way you know how. All you know how with the help of your Lord. It look like your time never coming. Oh, it's here now. Mm-mm. I thank the Lord. Yes, the enemy is fighting me, but it's my time. I know it's my time. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I thank the Lord it's my time. It's been a rough here battle, I tell you that. It's been rough. It hadn't been on fly. It hadn't been on the fly bed of ease. I tell you that. It hadn't been on the fly bed of ease. My Lord, when you helping people and blessing other folks and you deny yourself, ooh, you don't have nothing, and they got nice car, nice home. Oh God, and you just thank the Lord. You know, you don't have all those things, but you just, you know what the Lord said. You try to do what God tell you to do, and that's what I did. And there was something y'all have to do. Just keep on doing what God told you. Just keep on doing what God is telling you to do. Don't look back. Don't look back. Don't be like Lockwine. Don't look back. He's blessing you. He's blessing you. He wants you to go this way and that way, this way and that way. And don't you try to go another way than the way the Lord is leading you. Take it from me. Don't you go any. Don't you turn neither to the left, neither to the right, but stay in the pathway that the Lord is taking you, no matter how bad it seems and how tough it is. Hold on. Hold on. And go the way that he's leading you. Get on your knees and seek the Lord and pray and cry out to him. You got to cry out to him. No, the devil don't want you to get that victory. He don't want you to get that blessing. Yeah. My God, my God. Hold on. Yes, it's been rough. Yes, but God has said be easy with you. But he let you know I'll be with you. I'm with you. Hold on to me. So the devil wanted you to give up. Shoot, if you got to die, die fighting in the Lord. My God. My Lord. A lot of things. My Lord. I know it's time. It's time for some of you all too.
Who told you?
Told you that you can't make it.
Yes, Lord. Shake yourself loose in the Holy Ghost. Mm-mm. Shake it off you. Shake it off you. Put it on your feet. Shake yourself. Shake, 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 shake. Shake yourself. Shake yourself. Shake it off. My God. My God, my God. Yes, yes, yes. You can pray for, my Lord, my Lord. Pray for people, loved ones, a relative, of friends that you haven't heard from. You wonder what happened to them. You can't get in touch with them. You don't know where they are. You don't know if something happened to them or to that person or what. We're going to pray that somehow that you get to hear from them. Father, in the name of Jesus. So many people out there, Lord, they're looking for the loved one. They haven't heard from the loved one, the mama, the daddy, the sister, the brother, the auntie, the girls, the friend. Haven't heard from them, Lord. Let them receive an answer this week, Father, in the name of Jesus. Let them receive an answer this week, Lord, on the sound of my voice, Father, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, touch heart, touch mind, to call home, to write home, in the name of Jesus, to send words. Some went away. Let the word get to the people that have been looking for them, that they all right, or whatever situation they're in, they still in the land of living. In the name of Jesus, move, Holy Ghost, move in that situation. So many people wonder about their loved ones. They can't find them. They lost. Lord, they don't know where they are. Let them send words. Somehow get word. Let them get word that they all right. Let them get word of whatever problem. Lord, that they would hear something. They want to hear. You want to hear. They want to hear, Father, in the name of Jesus. The loved ones, Lord, don't know where they are. Don't know if they're in jail. Don't know if they're dead. Or we don't know nothing. They don't know nothing. They want, Lord, I can't hear from that person. I can't hear from them. Oh, send word by them. Send word to them, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Move in those situations, Lord, that they get in touch with their loved one, get in touch with their friend, get in touch with their mama and their daddy, their sisters and brother, Father, in the name of Jesus. Where are they, Lord? Where are they? You know where they are, Father, in the name of Jesus. You know where they are. Oh, let them rise. Let them come to the surface, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, let them get an answer. Let them know we need an answer. We need an answer. We need an answer. We need an answer. Father, in the name of Jesus, we need an answer. We need an answer, Lord. We need an answer. We need a word. We need a word. We need a word. Oh, yeah. In the high. We need a word, Lord. Ah, glory. We need a word. We need a word, Father. Name of Jesus. Name of Jesus. Name of Jesus. Let them call. Let them write. Let them come by. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus. Oh, see. In the high. In the high. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen and amen. My Lord, my Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. We need a word. We need a word. Oh, where they are, where they are. We want to hear from them. They want to hear from them, Father. In the name of Jesus. Name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Yes. Yes, Lord. Oh, God. Oh, my Lord, my Lord. Oh, my Lord. Oh,
yeah. Yes, I'm too close to the mirror to see what you see. While you shower down your blessings on me. Not anything I've done, Lord, as far as I can see. Guess I'm too close. Sometimes I think about the things you have done for me. How you washed away all my sins, set my spirit free. Then I look back on my life. I haven't always done right. Still your goodness and mercy follows me every day of my life. I believe I'm too close to the mirror to see what you see. While you shower down your blessings on me. Not anything I've done, Lord, as far as I can. guess I'm too close to the mirror to see what you see in me. When I thought about giving up, you said trust in me. If you hold on and faint now, keep your faith in me. Lord, you don't see me like I am. You see me like I'm gonna be. So I believe I'll run on, see what the end's gonna be. Hallelujah, I'm too close to the mirror to see what you see. While you shower down your blessings on me. Not anything I've done, Lord, as far as I can see. Guess I'm too close to the mirror to see what you see in me. Too close to the mirror to see what you see. While you shower down your blessings on me. Not anything I've done, Lord, as far as I can see. Guess I'm too close to the mirror to see what you see in me. Hallelujah, I'm too close to the mirror to see what you see. While you shower down your blessings on me. Not anything I've done, Lord, as far as I can see. Guess I'm too close.
Yes, Lord. My Lord, it's best to have. Yes, I am. Yes, I am. Memphis, Tennessee. From coming to you from Memphis, Tennessee. Yes, we need a word from the Lord. Some of y'all need to hear from your loved one. You need to hear from that brother, that auntie, that niece, that nephew, that mama, that dad. Yeah, I know you need a word. You need to hear the one that I.
We don't need another political uprising. We don't need another cock on the sea. But what we need is a special word that will burn within our hearts and give us direction. From above, we need a word from the Lord, a word from the Lord, just one word from the Lord will move all the doubt. One word from the Lord will move
tell you how he spoke to me. I was in Nashville, Tennessee, to sing at a conference, and I was sitting there depressed about things that have happened in my past. And Bishop Kenneth Mole stood on his feet, and he sang these words, and they came straight from the Lord to me. He said, "Your life
We need a word from him. We need a word from the Lord. We need an answer. We need an answer. I know you know loved ones, you're wondering about your loved ones you haven't heard from. Yeah, you worry. You worry. You worry. And mama, you worry about your son. You worry about your daughter. You worry about you haven't heard from them. You don't know if they're dead or alive. You don't know. My Lord, you don't know. Might be in jail under an assumed name, another name. Oh, God. My God. And you know they're not, they don't know the name of the person they put in John Doe. By coming to John Doe, but oh, we're gonna reach heaven, but we're gonna reach heaven, and so they were to hear something, hear a word from them, hear a word, a sign, a name of Jesus. Touch it, Lord, intervene, say to take your hands off the situation in the name of Jesus. Loose your mind, loose those spirits in the name of Jesus. Send them home, send answers if it's in mail or telegram, a word of mouth. Somebody, let them hear from them. Let them hear from them, Father, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In every sickness, Lord, that come under the sound of my voice, touch that body, touch that ailment in the name of Jesus. I get the cord, the very foundation of that sickness, very foundation of that illness in the name of Jesus. I speak healing and I speak deliverance in the name of Jesus. I speak healing. I speak deliverance. I speak deliverance in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, touch. Let them feel your anointing. Let them feel your power, Lord, as you go to airways. And then I see in the name of Jesus. Let them feel you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Touch, Father, in the name of Jesus. Here, from the crown of the head to the sole of the feet. Oh, God, touch every joint, every organ, every blood vessel, every bone in his body. Touch, Lord, every nerve. I see. In the name of Jesus, I plead the blood. And then I see in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I see. And then I saw in the name of Jesus. I plead the blood. Oh, I plead the blood. In the name of Jesus. 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 I pray. Amen. And amen. Yes, Lord. Oh, my Lord. My God. Oh, God. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Lord. Yes, Lord.
I decided that I cried my last make it better, no way. See, I decided.
I know you get tired. You let chill yesterday. Yes, this is Betsy Better Have Bring You City Prosperity Broadcast. Coming to you from Memphis, Tennessee. Call me if you want to call. I'm on live right now. 347-850-1971. 347-850-1971. If you want to call in and listen to me, you want to call in and pray, for prayer, that's fine. I'm live. Right now, but when I get off the air at 7:30, I'm going to go to Facebook. You can pick me up on Facebook, or you can pick me up on Google.com or Blog Talk Radio. I'm out there. I've done over 200 episodes, so I'm out there. So anything you need, whatever type of prayer you need whatever condition you're in. But if it's among them 200-something prayers, one of them have your name on them. That's for sure. One of them have your name on it. Praise the Lord. Praise God. Anahasi. Yes, yes, yes. Yes, yes, yes. Oh, God.
Tomorrow. I will your need, and you said, I know, but tomorrow, ooh, tomorrow, I'll give my life tomorrow. I thought about today.
Yeah, we do put out too much tomorrow when we need to do it today. Well, I do it tomorrow. Do it tomorrow. No, you need to do it right now. Do it today. Don't wait till tomorrow. Tomorrow's not promised to you. Do it tomorrow. I do it next week. No, you do it right now. That's our problem. Put out too much for tomorrow. And then tomorrow, when tomorrow comes, we still don't do it. When tomorrow comes the next day, we still don't do it. We put out too much. I put out too much for tomorrow, what we can do today. That means so many shipwrecks have been made. You should have done it today. My niece said, we're going to let us go shopping, you know. I didn't feel like going shopping today. I really didn't. But I said, well, she want to go shopping and everything. And I said, well, I went on because she said, well, now you don't feel like you're going shopping. So we can go tomorrow. No, let us go now. You know, sometimes you have to read the handwriting on the wall. That what she wanted to go today, and we came there, and then we went today. The Lord, I didn't want to go, but I went on and everything. Because sometimes the Lord leading you, you know, because tomorrow she might not feel like doing it tomorrow. She may not feel like doing it next day. So while she in the mood to go today, I said, okay. I just said, okay. My Lord. We pull out too much tomorrow. My Lord, my Lord. Uh-huh. If I could turn back the hand of time. We put out too much for tomorrow. That's when we got in shipwreck. You're right. You can't turn back the hand of time because you put out. You should have done it. A lot of things we should have done yesterday. But we put out for today, put out for tomorrow. And it never have gotten done. Something never gotten done. It's still pending. You still say, I'm going to do it. And haven't done anything. That's where a lot of odds get started because you haven't done it. You keep saying you're going to do it. And what they say, when you going to do it? It's been 2 weeks and this and that, yeah. A lot of odds get started because we keep putting it out for tomorrow. Tomorrow's not promised to anybody. Not promised to you. Not promised to me. And we be living for tomorrow. And we be living tomorrow. It's by the grace of God. And we living tomorrow. It's by the grace of God. My Lord. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for the many blessings. I thank my Amy be on the airway. I thank you. Touch the heart. Those on dialysis, Lord. Heal the kidneys. Heal the kidneys, Father. In the name of Jesus, heal the kidneys. Heal the lungs. Clear the lungs, Father. Clear the lungs. Oh, bring down that fever. Bring down that blood pressure, Father, in the name of Jesus. The cholesterol, bring it down. Make it normal. Bring it normal in the name of Jesus. People had trouble with their eyes. Hear ears. Hear heads. A migraine headache, Father. In the name of Jesus. Migraine headaches. Eye problem. Heal. Neck problem in the name of Jesus. Name of Jesus. Set free. Weight problem. Oh, God. Heal. Name of Jesus. Oh, in the name of Jesus. Oh, let this broadcast bless. Let it be a blessing to people. Let it be a blessing, Father. In the name of Jesus. Let it be a blessing. Let it be a blessing, Lord. Let it be a blessing for Moha. Let it be a blessing, Father. Name of Jesus, I pray. Amen and amen. My Lord.
I tried to force a laugh, but my lips wouldn't lie. My heart was broken, but I was too sad to even cry.
Do you hear me?
Yet I had to stand my test. I had to take the pain, tried to make me a happy face. Oh, but there was too much rain.
I was in a tunnel, I couldn't see the light. Whenever I looked up, I couldn't see the sky. No. Sometimes when I'm standing, it feels like I've been running for miles. My heart could be crying. Dead in the middle of a smile. Oh,
then I climbed the hills and saw the mountains.
Yes, you did.
How it helped, cause I was lost.
And then I felt a strong wind.
And I heard a voice say,
storm is over.
Storm is over now.
I can feel the sunshine. Of my battle, all hope's gone.
Nowhere to turn.
Downtown in a rush crowd, but feeling all alone. Every now and then I felt like I would lose my mind. I've been racing for years, y'all, but still no finish line. But no.
Then I climbed the hills and saw.
I can feel the
sun.
Yes, Lord. This is his answer, Betty Harris. Coming from Memphis, Tennessee, for you to see the prosperity broadcast. Yeah, my topic, if I could turn, if I could turn back the hand of time, if we could turn back the hand of time, I tell you too. People just don't know. It would be some changes done. They might not say anything. You might be sitting there to your wife, there to your husband. But if you think in your mind, if I could turn back the hands of time, oh, my God. My God. Yeah, yeah, yeah. We're going to pray. God, a good God. We're going to pray. All this violence in the city, all these different situations, we got to come against all this different violence, the spirit of violence in the name of Jesus. This sickness, and you know, the sickness everywhere. All kinds of sickness, all kinds of diseases, all kinds of infirmity. I come against those infirmity in the body, Father, in the name of Jesus. I come against it, the infirmity, Lord. Arthritis, bronchitis, and a headache, migraine headache. You don't know why you're having those headaches, but for whatever reason, I get this migraine headache, mental problem, in the name of Jesus. Oh, back problem, Father. Touch. Every bone in the body, Lord. Every nerve, every blood vessel. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Holy Ghost, move, touch. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, every bone, I see. In the name of Jesus, touch. Those on dialysis, I see. Oh, purify the blood. Oh, heal kidneys. Oh, heal gallstone. Heal kidney stone. Dissolve kidney stone. Gallstone. In the name of Jesus. Touch the body, touch the female body, Father, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, go in that stomach, I see. Heal and deliver, touch those organs in the stomach, Father. Under the, I see, the digestion system. Some people can't hold stuff on the stomach. They get upset stomach. Oh, yeah. Oh, God. In the name of Jesus, Holy Ghost, move. Move. Touch, Lord. Oh, Lord. Touch, Lord. Oh, Lord. The arthritis, Lord. The fingers, the rheumatoid arthritis. Straighten out the limbs and the joints, Father. In the name of Jesus. Oh, yeah. In the hot seat. In the hot soul. In the name of Jesus. Touch, Lord. Go down in that stomach, hot seat. The very near, the very core. Down. In the hot soul. Get down, Lord. Na I see. In the name of Jesus, I see. That body, Lord, whatever the problem is, whatever the problem, Lord, touch, dissolve. Under the, I see. Every lump, dissolve the lump, Lord. In the name of Jesus, dissolve the lump. Blood clot. I see. Dissolve blood clot. Come get blood clot in the body, in the legs, in the joints, in the arms, in the back. Wherever the blood clots are, I dissolve it and I see in the name of Jesus. Touch, Lord. I'm not hot soul. I'm not hot sea in the name of Jesus. I see. Not hot soul in the name of Jesus. Touch. I'm not hot sea. Yeah, Lord. Hip operation. Back operation. I'm not hot sea. Oh, Lord. Problem. Under the, I see blood problems. Purify the blood, Holy Spirit. Purify the blood. I come against you, Satan, in the name of Jesus. I plead the blood of Jesus. I plead the blood. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. This violence in the city. I come against the spirit of violence. In the name of Jesus. In these different neighborhoods, all these shooting problems. I come against the violence. The violence, Lord, in the I see, and under the I soul. Whatever it is, Lord, I come against it, Lord, in the I see, in the name of Jesus. Touch, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Touch, Lord. Oh, Jesus. Oh, so, in the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord. Oh, yeah. Glory. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Under the I see. In the name of Jesus, Anahasto. In the name of Jesus, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord. In the name of Jesus, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, I pray. Hey, amen and amen. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord. Oh, 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 oh. My God, my God. Oh, mm-mm-mm. Oh, it's prayer time. I tell you the truth. Ah, glory, hallelujah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yes, Jesus, yes, Jesus. My God, thank you, Jesus. Oh, my Lord, my Lord, my Lord, my Lord. God is so good. He's so good, he's so good. He's so good. Oh, yes, Lord. Yes. Yes, Lord. Let me wait stuff out. Yes, he will. Oh, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Make a way somehow. Got to believe it. We got to believe it. Ain't getting rough. We got to believe the Lord will make a way somehow. That we got to believe. Is there anything too hard for the Lord? My Lord. At the time appointed, I will turn to thee according to the time of life and say what shall have a son. And say what shall have a son. I tell you the truth. Is anything too hard for the Lord? Yeah, you saving Abraham that son? My God, my God. Let me tell you, is anything? Y'all want to stand on his word. Is anything too hard for me? We got to stand on his word. The devil don't want us to believe it and put all doubt away. I can't see this. Look, the devil, if you got to go down holding on to the word of the Lord. Devil. I want to hold on to you. We got to wrestle with this thing. Oh, yeah, we got to wrestle. Oh, sometimes you're going to have to wrestle. You're going to have to wrestle with it. Have to wrestle with it. Stand tall in the Holy Ghost. My God, my God. Oh, you know it's not a bit easy, but you got to give it all you got. You know, our problem is we don't give it all we got. We come short of giving it all we got. You give it all you got, God will come to the rescue. When you have gone the last mile of the way, the last, Lord, I done done all my strength gone. I don't have any more strength. I can't go any further. Hey, that's when the Lord step in. Step in. Lord, I done done all I can do. I can't do it anymore. And when the Lord step in, he want us to just give it up. He said, we give it up. God can't move. He wants you to give it to him. Give it. Give it to me. Give it to me. Give it to me. Give it to me. He's almost begging. Give it to me. Give it to me. Oh, well, we can still hold on. Give it to me. Give it to me. Have to give it to him. And you get this, and we have to wait till we get to our west end. Sometimes we don't have to go that far. You know, God want to give it to him. You know, it's so easy. You know, something so easy when the enemy make it so hard. Give it to him. He want it. He want to take. He almost begging. Come on, give it to me. Give it to me. We holding on. We holding on to it. Oh, so. Oh, got to give it to me. Give it to me. Hold on. We holding on. Give it up. Give it up. Give it up. I'm going to have to knock you down for you to give it up. Give it to him. Well, you know, y'all give us 5 senses. You know, missing that. Give it to him. He wants you to give it to me. I'm going to snatch out your hand. Give it to me. My God. When coming out of the angels had to take him by the hand and snatch him out of Sodom and Gomorrah. Lot's wife and his daughter. When said the angel had to snatch him. Get a hold to him. Get on out of here. Come on out of here. I'm getting at a shorter city. You know, sometimes y'all have to just almost, sometimes he have to snatch it from us. Give it to me. You know how sometimes you get upset and somebody's still doing this or that? You snatch that paper. Give me this paper. You know, sometimes y'all don't have time for all this petty added stuff. Give it to me. Well, Lord, you know, this and that. Give it to me. Give it up. Give it up. You don't want to give it up. And God had to snatch it to fumble sometimes. Give it to me. Oh, God. That's what he want to do. And you know, we know. And now it come to that point. God, you snatch it from me. Give me that. Give me that paper. You know how some of y'all have done that? Give me that. Oh, give me that. You know how sometimes a parent gives a tear to tears? Give me this. Give me this. Give me this. You know, and she was holding on to something. You have to give me, you know, look, give me this thing. Give it to me. You know, God does it like that. God does it like that. Give it to me. My, oh, God. Oh, my Lord, my Lord, my Lord, my Lord. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord. Oh, my Lord, my Lord, my Lord. God is good. This event's been here. God is good. We got to hold on to God unchanging. Yeah, I'm talking about if I could turn back the hand of time. No, we got to treat people like we want to be treated. And some of them have to go through so much. Somebody had done a lot of old evil behind the scenes stuff, and they catch it up with you. And the public out, you know. You know, you can do that mess behind the scenes, but it catch you up in the front, you know. Well, see, now where, you know, they doing this. No, we're going through our testing now, no matter what. We're going to have testing. But some testing we don't have to go through because you know, we done our own self. Then, you know, you didn't pose, you misused that person. You stole that person money. You lied on that person. Wait a minute. You just getting back what you issued out. But we don't want to do that. We don't want that. Oh, God, yeah, God will deliver you, but you're going to have to reap that. You're going to have to reap it. You're going to have to reap it. Because when you have to treat people like you want to be treated, treat people like you want to be treated. Treat people like you want to be treated. We seem to forget that. We don't want to do that. Oh, my. I know. Yeah. And not this headache we wouldn't have. Praise the Lord. It's up to you. Yes, Lord.
Holy name,
it is to you.
It is to you. and I will bless,
and I will bless your name.
I will bless your name.
Bless your name. Bless your name.
Is anything too hard for the Lord? At the time appointed, I will return to thee according to the time of life, and Sarah should have a son. Come on, Abraham and Sarah. I'm telling you too. Now, it took a miracle. These days and now, y'all said, ooh, mm-mm. It just shows you how God wanted to prove himself to us. Prove yourself to him. Call out to him. Tell God I thank you. Talk to him. We don't talk to the Lord enough. We don't talk to him. We beg him. Talk to him. Just like you on a date. You talk to him. You talk. Just want to talk. Sometimes when people talk to you, they just want to talk it out. They just want to talk. Just want you to listen. You know? Sometimes, you know, they don't want you to say nothing. They want to do all the talking. You know, they want to say, bent, let them bend. Talking out. Come on. Tell me about it. Bless the Lord Jesus, just tell me about it. Oh, no, don't tell your friend. Don't tell the doctor. Don't tell your minister. Talk to Jesus. Just have a conversation with him. Oh, God, listen, man. Lord, not, God, they listen to you. Uh-huh. Okay, come on. Talk to me. Tell me about it. Tell me about it. Don't tell your friend. You know, what can your friend do? Some of them tell your friend they don't even pray. They say they praying, they're not praying. Anybody say I'm praying for you, you don't feel nothing. You don't feel a thing. You know what I mean? You know? Come on, just be for real. Everybody say they praying for you, they're not praying for you. They don't. Oh, no. Everybody not praying for you. They not saying a prayer for you. Mm-mm. They not. It's something they say. Mm-hmm. It's too much sickness and too much problems in the church before they say they praying for you. Something wrong somewhere. Oh, I'm praying for you. Uh-huh. Okay. No power. No power. Where is the anointing? Yeah, where is the anointing? Don't feel the anointing. You know? You ought to, you know, sometimes people just talk to you, and you know, and the anointing come up on them. The anointing come on them while they talk to you. The anointing come on them while they speaking to you. While they talking to you, the anointing of the Lord come on them. Hey, glory. You know, just talking. Oh, you know, you just started talking, and you feel the anointing just rise up on you. Oh, wait a minute. I'm telling you the truth. The anointing hit you. Yeah, I'm not high. The anointing come up on you. And then you know, oh, yeah, shit. They praying. Well, you know, children, you don't feel nothing. Oh, God. Mm-mm. The anointing was birthed to you. The anointing. My Lord. Mm-mm. Sometimes you don't have to say, but thank you, Jesus. Just one or two words. You can feel the anointing over the phone or where they talk to you, or they can be standing outside on the parking lot, even in a store. You get to talking, and the anointing started coming up on them. Hey, glory. My Lord. You telling you the truth. It's the anointing that break the yoke. It's the anointing that break the yoke. It's the anointing. It's the anointing. And we don't have it. We don't have it. We say we do, but you don't feel it. You don't feel it. Oh, feel it. Down on the inside. When they get through talking to you, you can feel something. Hey, my Lord. You feel it. Yeah. What is that? You remember what I said? I had this thing. So young people, tread lightly while you are young. Treat people as you want to be treated. Because when you get older, whatever you sow, you are going to reap it. You know, people seem to forget that you got to reap it in this lifetime. Oh, you're not going to die and then don't reap it. You saved, but you got to reap what you eat. You know, it's good. It's blessed to eat, reap good seed coming up than bad seed. Oh, bad seed and good seed. Oh, we have it. It's what you eat you out. That's what you're going to get. People don't seem to realize it. If they realize that, but now while you walking over people and talking about people and centralize people's name, wait a minute. Your day, your time is coming. We all got a day. What they saying, your dog got two. We all got a day now. Be careful how you tread in this life. Because you're going to have to reap that, young folks. Old people right now, some of you have done a lot of stuff. Stop it from right now. And start to treat people the way you want to be treated. It's time out for all that evil mess and this and that. It's time for us. We need to get right and go home. It's time for us to get right and meet Jesus. God is soon to come. He's still raising hell. My God. You know? Time out for that. My God, my God. What is it going to take? What is it going to take? Let me pray before we... Pray, Father, in the name of Jesus. I thank you for this broadcast. Thank you for the people that tune me in. I thank you, Lord. Let them feel your anointing. Let them feel the anointing. That, Lord, whatever that problem they got, let them touch them from the crown of their head to the sole of their feet, Father, in the name of Jesus. And whatever spot that they have a problem with, touch that spot. Touch that area. Touch that spot, Father, in the name of Jesus. In the very good, down in the innermost being of their body, that blood work. You know, as we go to the doctor and they get the blood work, do the blood work. Huh? The blood work. Come and get the blood work. I purify the blood. Purify the blood. Let healing take place. Let deliverance take place all over the body. Whatever the problem, those infirmities, all kinds of infirmities. Lord, you heal all kinds of diseases, all kinds of infirmities. There's nothing that you weren't able to heal, Lord. And you know what their people going through on the sound of my voice. You know what they're up against. You know that body. You know that body because you made that body. You made it. You know what it's going to take for healing to come in that body. In the name of Jesus. Name of Jesus. So hip surgery, back surgery. In the name of Jesus. Oh, some of them got heart problems. Oh, purify lungs, the lungs. Oh, let that breathing, the lungs. Oh, God. Let them get air. Breathe. Breathe in the lawn, Holy Ghost. Breathe in the lawns, Father. In the name of Jesus, breathe, Holy Ghost. Breathe through them. Breathe through them, Father. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God. Oh, God. I can. Oh, God. In thy name of Jesus. Oh, Holy Ghost. Breathe in the lungs, Father. In the name of Jesus. Holy Ghost, breathe in the lungs. Let them be able to breathe, Lord. They're hard having a hard time breathing. In thy soul, in the name of Jesus, touch the lungs, touch the lungs, Father, in our seat. That fever, bring down that fever, regulate that fever, in thy soul, in the name of Jesus, regulate those bowels, in thy soul, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, oh, you know every sickness, you know every ailment, on the sound of my voice, Lord, let your anointing take it right away. Holy Ghost, take it right away here. Take it right away. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Have it right away. My Lord. Have it right away. See. In the name of Jesus. Take over here, Holy Ghost. Take over. Take over. On the sound of my voice. Take over. You know. You know the need. You know what they're up against. You know the tears. Dry the tears from the eyes. Dry the tears from the eyes. Heart problem. The heart. Healed heart condition. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Heal, Father. Heal, Lord. Oh, God. Oh, Father. In the name of Jesus. You do the healing. No matter who, how many doctors we go to, Lord, you still got to heal. You heal in the name of Jesus. The doctor does the cutting. The doctor does the diagnosis. But God, you got to do the healing. Let healing take place over this airways. Let healing take place. Let deliverance take place over this airways. And I see in the name of Jesus, I see. Oh, that I see in the name of Jesus. Let deliverance, Lord. I see in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Jesus. Oh, my Lord. I thank you. Oh, we're just a blessing. Oh, God, thank you for this opportunity. I thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord. My God. Oh, yes, Lord. My Lord. Oh, people, get ready. We got to get ready, folks. We got to get ready to meet the Lord. We got to get ready.
Thank you, Lord. get ready now. The train is coming. You don't need no ticket. You can just step on board. But all you need is a little faith. You can hear the diesel run. You ain't even got to have no bags. You can just get on board. Hell, why don't you help me tell them?
Get ready for the train to join. Love, the maps are coming.
Get on board.
Yeah, yeah. On the hear the diesel humming. Oh, you don't need no ticket. Hear that
the Lord. Tune me every Sunday evening, 5:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. at the Cedar Prosperity Ministry. If that's better, Harris, be on the air. Meet me here every Sunday evening. Praise the Lord. I thank the Lord for this opportunity just to set a word for the Lord. Just pray. We're going to pray before this is almost time to go off. In the name of Jesus, Lord, touch the people's heart that lose. And touch the ministry, the different ministry, Lord. Touch the ministry, Father. Raise them up, Father, in the name of Jesus. Move on those finances, Father, in the name of Jesus. Move on the finances. Move on the finances. Say them, take your hands out the finances. I speak prosperity. I speak deliverance over the finances. Every evil spirit that got the old tied and tangled and wrapped down and tied down that money, let it flow. Let it flow. I release that money. I release that money in that ministry, Father, in the name of Jesus. I release that money. I see and in our soul in the name of Jesus. I release it. I see in the name of Jesus. I release it in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Let it flow. Let it flow. Let it flow. Let that finance flow. Let it flow, Lord. Oh, your people that you have called, the ministry you have called, bless them, Lord. Bless those ministries, Father. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, let the money flow. Let the money come in from north, south, east, or east and west, whichever way, all kinds of directions. In the name of Jesus, I see. In the name of Jesus, amen and amen. Thank the Lord. Oh, my, God is good, God is good, God is good. God is good. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord. My God, my God. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Oh, God. Let me see. Let me see. Let me see. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. My Lord.